Greetings, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy, and we're joining you live tonight around the world right here on WWRB 3.185. We're also simulcasting live tonight on worldwide internet. So however you're listening to us, we welcome you. We've got a great program. We're going to talk about the beast of Revelations 13 and Revelations of chapter 14 and Revelation chapter 17. That's going to be where we're going to get our gestalt tonight, and we're going to tell you about how that a false name was put into the scriptures and how that we arrive at this conclusion by looking into the average value of three letters in the Bible. Now, these are Hebrew letters, and it's Shemek Va-Shemek. That's S-U-S, Sus, which means horse in Hebrew. And the value of each of these letters, Shemek is 60, Va is 6, and again, Shema is 60, so it's 666. Remember that there is a beast power that is spoken of in the Bible that it tells us that the number of this beast is the number of a man. And the number of this beast power is a number of a name. So the name of this man, and I believe it'll be the God of this world, who has draped himself in a false name, an illusionary name, with a value of 666, and he's crept into the New Testament unaware and placed his name and even above the great name of Yahweh, which 6,823 times alone, his name is Yahweh. So how do we reconcile the name Yahweh with the name Jesus? Is there any relation to that name in the Old Testament, and is a reverence to that name in the New Testament? Well, the answer to that is a resounding no. There is no resemblance of that name in the Old Testament, Yahweh, YHWH, to the new name in the New Testament, IESUS, or JESUS, now in the modern term. Remember that there was no J's in the 1611 King James Bible, so the King James Bible original did not have a J in it. Now, years later, when they revised the 1611, they put J where the I is supposed to be in the King James. Now, how do we know that, Pastor Buddy? Well, we know that by the scriptures themselves. We search the King James Bible and we hunt for a J, 1611. There's no J. What we have is an I. Now, the I is the equivalent of the Hebrew Y. So the name that we have in the New Testament is not compatible with the name that we have in the Old Testament. It doesn't link up. Now, let's remember, the Son, whoever he is, whatever his name is, and he said he had a name, and the translators put in there J-E-S-U-S. In the original, it was I-E-U-E. So the change has been manufactured as a conspiracy. Jeremiah chapter 11, verse 9, says there's a conspiracy. Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 8, says it was caused by the pen of the lying scribes who have taught my people in Jeremiah chapter 23, verses 25, 26, and 27 to forget his name, the name of Yahweh, for the name Baal. So they put Lord in the Old Testament, wherever they saw the Tetragrammaton, they inserted four letters, which is L-O-R-D. And so Yahweh, Y-H-W-H, got left out of the scriptures in the English with the word Lord in capital letters to replace the Hebrew sacred name. Now, was that done on purpose? Was there a conspiracy to take Yahweh's name out? Well, Yahweh said there was. He said, they put in Lord, and if you run a reference on Baal in the Strong's, it takes you to Lord. It says Lord is Baal. It doesn't take you to Yahweh. Strong's number 3068, it avoids that. The short poetic form of Yah is in the text, and there we have the conspiracy to cause his people, that's Yahweh's people, to forget his name for Baal. And ladies and gentlemen, it's amazing how that we've been lied to and taken advantage of simply because somebody hasn't done their homework. Somebody didn't check up on the Catholic Church. So by the time we got the New Testament, we had a Greek God. We had Jesus in Spanish, Iesus in Greek, and Jesus now in English. None of those are related to the Hebrew God of the Old Testament, Yahweh. Now, listen to this scripture here. The Son said in John 5:43, I am. Now remember, I am is a key code word here. That is the causative verb to be. I am the reason for everything existing. Or by me everything exists. So his name is the word that he spoke and brought everything into existence through his name. by his name all things were created. In the beginning was the Word. Well, the Word was the name revealed. I'll give you a name that no man knows except those that receive it. Now, if you've never heard of the name of Yahweh, but you've always been taught that his name is Jesus, then you're not comfortable with Yahweh because it wasn't in the text. They took it out. Let's say that it was in there and they had left his name in there. Everybody, all Christians, would have been not only saying hallelujah, they would have been using his name. The name, the only name. But the Jews, the Pharisees and the scribes, they were envious and jealous and guarded about this name. They had been taught falsely, it turns out to be. They had been taught that the name of Yahweh was too sacred to put on the mortal lips of man. And so they discouraged the use of public use. And when they came to that, and they would, when they came to the name where they were reading or whatever they were doing, they would substitute it by putting their hand over their mouth and saying Hashem, which is the holy name in Hebrew. Hashem, the holy name. They wouldn't speak his name. So in generations to come, and since the name had not been used, they forgot it. And in Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 25, how long with you lying prophets, he said, by the lying pen of the scribes, you have caused my people. They took his name out. Yahweh wanted his name glorified. He wanted it declared throughout the whole earth. And so the guarded, jealous priesthood who wanted to retain the power or to hide his name, whatever the conspiracy, Yahweh called it a conspiracy in the 11th chapter of Jeremiah. I don't know where you agree with that or not, but my, ladies and gentlemen, if Yahweh's made the charge that his name has been abandoned through a conspiracy, then we got a major problem here by saying that the name of Yahweh, which is a strong tower, is to run into it and they're safe. Now prepare you. Let me prepare yourself for what we're going to do in the next 2 hours of this special broadcast of the horse. The horse and the evil horse, the one that is described in the book of Revelation. We had a black horse, we had a red horse, and we had a white horse. And every one of those horses represents a phase of your mind. The Bible said that the name would be emblazed in your forehead. Now, we're going to go into the mystery of Babylon's Trojan horse, how that they got the name slipped into the scriptures that shouldn't have been there and took the name that should have been there out of the Bible. Now remember, Jesus, the name Jesus, was never heard by the human ear until Sir William Tyndale's New Testament translation of 1526 in the Common Era. In that he changed the letter I to a J from the Latin Vulgate. Yahweh was translated I-E-U-E into Greek. That's how you spell Yahweh in Greek. Well, Constantine wanted to use Zeus, a form of Zeus, in the Bible, and he needed a something comfortable. Something that sounded right, a name that seemed right. And so then, they developed the name Jesus out of two pagan gods, Ea, Zeus. Now, Ea was an Egyptian god, and Zeus was a Roman god. And therefore, with these pagan gods, Ea, Zeus was formulated in the Bible, in the Greek, as I, E-S-U-S, E-A Zeus. And Zeus is a horse in Hebrew. So E-A horse would be the proper rendering from the Greek version of the Latin Vulgate that they put into the New Testament, and then they suggested that we worship in this name Iesus, or Jesus, which now became generally Jesus as a G sound, and it's the only English language or word in the English language that starts with a J that has a G sound. Jesus is not a J sound name, proving that they manufactured it. And Joshua, if you spell it with a J, it's Joshua. But his original name was Yahshua, the little general from the tribe of Ephraim that is mentioned that led the children of Israel into the land of promise. Isn't it ironic that the same name, Yahweh the Savior, or Yahshua if you want to call him that in his shortened form, led the children into the new covenant in the New Testament, and yet they destroyed his name. They changed it to an Egyptian Greek god, Jesus, from the holy name of Yahweh, and the Tetragrammaton is the sacred four letters, is the name that they despised. They couldn't use the name Yahweh because they despised it. They were Greeks. And they didn't want to worship a Hebrew god. Constantine said, I want my god Zeus in there. Well, if you all that have read the book of Maccabees, knowing that after they destroyed the temple in 70 A.D., when Titus, the Roman general, when he marched into Jerusalem, they burnt and destroyed the temple and tore every stone down as they melted the gold ornaments inside the temple when it was caught accidentally, they say, on fire. But I think the true history was that the Jews burned it down to keep the Romans from defiling it. Proving the Messiah's prophecy 70 years earlier when he said that there would not be one stone left upon the other, that they would tear it down. And that's literally what they done hunting for the gold that run into the crevices and the cracks. And they removed every stone to find the gold that had melted and run down into the seams of the rocks. Marvelous prophecy, and we're going to get in tonight and explore it. Stay tuned.
The inhabitants of Jerusalem that professed to be of Judah. Jews who claimed to be of Jews and were not, but were of the serpent seed of the devil. And the conspiracy was that they would kill him, get his inheritance, and lie to the people and cause them to believe a lie. And it's the pen, the foolish pen of the scribes, but it's yet more foolisher for someone to believe what's been put in certain texts of the Bible, especially the name of Jesus. It ain't even 500 years old. And to verify that, go back to the King James Bible, edition number 301, that's the original text of the King James, you will not see Jesus spelled in there, J-E-S-U-S. It's not spelled in there like that. If the Greek rendering had an equivalent of the Hebrew Y, so his name had to start with a Y. It didn't start with a J, it didn't start with an I, it started with a Y. Hallelujah, not Hallelujah G. Not Hallelujah, Hallelujah. Well, now, let's go a little bit further. Verse 10. And they turned to their iniquities of their forefathers, and they went after other gods to serve them. The house of Israel and the house of Judah have broken my covenant which I made with their fathers. They turned away from his very name of Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 25. O ye preachers of the conspiracy which caused my people to forget my name. Now, he wouldn't tell them to forget about Jesus' name. Jesus' name wasn't even in the text. Nowhere, and you search the original text of the King James, you will not find Jesus, J-E-S-U-S, I-E-S-U-S, or I-E-S-O-U-S in the Greek version. You won't find it in the King James Bible, but you will find the equivalent. And the equivalent of Zeus or Jesus is horse. Now, if it's a horse, if it's a war horse, that means it's going to war with your mind. It's going to play tricks on you. The Bible is so deceptive that he would deceive the very elect if it's possible. I want you to believe the truth. I want to expound it to you. I want to prove things. And you need to listen up. And you need to break out your strongs. You need to order you a Hebrew Bible. You say, I can't speak Hebrew, Pastor Buddy. Glory to God, Shundan. You don't expect me to. English is good enough for me. Well, I want to ask you a simple question, straightforward, honest as I know how. I'm not trying to pull your leg. I'm not trying to tickle your ears. I'm not trying to make you mad at me. I just want you to listen to me for just a moment. Before you turn the dial, before you click the button and I insult you with knowledge, do not drop below the level. You know, some people can't stand knowledge. They hold on to their tradition. They want to hang on to what mommy said. They want to hang on to the pen of the scribes, which is in vain, the Bible says, in Jeremiah 8 and 8. The lion, it says the lion pen of the scribes. Christ said, beware of the scribes. That's the one that has compiled, changed, altered, or maybe added a certain thing. And the greatest conspiracy, as we get in the part 2 and 3, we're going to tell you how this manufactured name of Jesus came into being. It's marvelous. It is one of the greatest deceptions of all time. They turned away from his name, and they worshiped a God that they didn't even know because they turned from Yahweh's name to the name of Jesus. Now, remember, there is no J sound in the Hebrew language. In fact, the J sound is a latecomer in the realm of language. J came only into wide usage during the 12th century. The Bible is full of J's put there by the King J.J.J.J.J. James. And the first corruption of his great name, Yahweh, was the name in Greek is I-O-S-E-U-S. That name is pronounced Jesus. And it's associated with the Greek pagan god Zeus, formatted by the Hebrew, which S-U-S adds up to 666, means that it's a name of blasphemy, and Sus, S-U-S, is the very name that accounts for the deception of a name that sounds right, and in its horse, S-U-S, by adding Samak va Samak brings you to the total of 666 in its grand total. And here's the mind of the wisdom, the man that has wisdom. I'm going to really get into it in part 3. You're going to understand as we get into the book of Revelations that name in Revelations chapter 13, which was the name of blasphemy, which is expounded on in 17, which is confirmed in 13. And so then we're going to give you this deceptive name of S-U-S, and all they did was they took the I and the E, and they twisted. And they added the Zeus, the Jesus, to the war horse, the god of destruction, and they're racing through your mind. It means that on a spiritual plane, it's the evolution of a circle. They circled your mind in deception and turned your mind blank with deception of a name that seems right, that the Bible says that all of the world, you know, if you would compare those who believe in Yahweh and compare it with those that believe in Jesus or Jesus now in a modern term, which is a misnomer, really, then there would be no comparison to the numbers. Straight is the way and narrow is the gate, and the few that find Yahweh. But broad is the way, and many of them be that go on that worship the Shamak Ba Shamak, which spells horse. All they done, they added the IE, which is in Greek. Listen to me well. If you spell Yahweh in Greek, it is spelled in the Greek language IEUE. So they had the manufacturing tools of deception when they added the SUS for horse. Jesus. Jesus. And Strong's number 2424 in the Greek is pronounced exactly E-A-Zeus. Zeus is the primary god of Rome. Rome is the seat of the beast, which will deceive the very world with a name, a blasphemy of 666. Now, I don't want to... I hope and trust that you pray about this. Like I did, it put me on a fast. Man, when I heard this, it tore me all to pieces. When I heard this, it almost destroyed my faith. I said, my God, if I've been deceived for 30 years, would the Father be so just or unjust and unkind in his my just ways of serving him? Well, the Bible says, in vain, listen to me now, in vain of the lying pen of the scribes, the lying pen of the scribes is in vain, and Christ said, in vain, when you believe the lying pen of the scribes over the actual truth of the Hebrew word for Yahweh as opposed to the Hebrew word for horse, S-U-S, Shemek, Va, Shemek, Sus, Jesus, they added the IE, which in scriptures is the Y, and it is the A, the Yah, Yazus. But they put a Greek connotation or a Latin version in there, and they stretched it out to Jesus. Look at Strong's number 2424. Turn over there in the Strong's of the Greek interlinear or the Strong's concordance and look that word up. 2424 is Jesus in modern terms, and it says pronounced Jesus. Well, every time that you are calling on Jesus, you're calling on the God of the fortune. You're calling on all of those things that are not right. You are in a way that seems right, and it's become the greatest deception in the history of the world. I'm amazed. I'm appalled. I am mystified of how that Satan and his agents of deception are going to bring about such a powerful text of in vain they worship me, in vain they call on my name, and they have hidden my true name and replaced it with a false name, which adds up to 666. Oh, it's something, ladies and gentlemen. I can't begin to tell you that the word for horse, S-U-S, in Hebrew, is Shamak Va Shamak. Shamak is 60, Va is 6, and Shamak again, and repeat, is 60. So there you've got your 666. The man of wisdom will number the name, and it's a number of a false god, and this false god, which is called upon on the altars of Baal with the glee and the hideous laughter of all of the demons of the earth and under the earth and in man, are screaming with delight, in vain they worship me, teaching for doctrine the commandments of men. They have hidden my name. Jeremiah 23, verse 25 through 26 and 27. They have forgotten my name for B-A-A-L, which is L-O-R-D, in translation of the Strong's. And go back there and check that. And they took out Yahweh, the Tetragrammaton, which is the four sacred letters of the holy name that Moses called on, that Abraham called on, that Isaac called on, that Jacob called on. They knew not Jesus or Jesus. They never heard about Jesus. Jesus is a manufacturing false name. I know it's going to hurt you. Shemek, Va, Shemek. 66 and 60. It's the secret name of the false god. It represents the power of deception. And this word, Sus, represents the stages of the progression in the evolution of stupidity. I hate to say that. And that's exactly what, it's the most obvious illusion in the scriptures, and it would deceive the very elect. It deceived me. It hooked me for 30 years. And so, I went and cried. I went and licked my wounds. I prayed. I was so angry against my father. Why would you let me call on this name? Why would you let me be deceived? I mean, I really took it out on the Father rather than taking it out on the devil. You know what Shua, S-H-U-A, means when you say Yahshua? It means that Yahweh is Savior. That's all that means. That in his name, that is two words that's implying the Yah of Strong's number 68:4. Praise Yah in a dance and call on his name by his name Yah. You'll find it in your King James rendering as Jah, J-A-H. You know there's no J's there. I've done proved that to you. So what is it in the equivalent of the Hebrew? It's a Y. Why do you say hallelujah? Have you ever wondered why the translators covered up the real name, but yet they just couldn't get that hallelujah out of there? And they left it with the hope that you wouldn't catch it. But let me tell you something. When you inhale, natural, closer than the breath you breathe is in your very breath. Your body is attuned by breathing, inhale and exhale. When you exhale, that means that the breath of life, it took you into hell. When you inhaled the breath, you became a victim of hell. But when you exhale, you exclaim, the name of salvation. And if you could grasp that, if you come back and repent, if you would call on that name in the day of trouble, Yahweh said he would deliver you, you would glorify him, and he would put a rainbow in your heart. He put joy unspeakable and full of glory upon the front pages of your very being. He would embrace this memory of the great and the magnificent and the mighty and powerful name of Yahweh. At the name of Yahweh, every knee shall bow, and every tongue, Lord, Lord, haven't we done many wonderful works? Did you know that Sir William Tyndale, he's the New Testament translation of 15 to 26 of the Common Era, that is A.D., he changed the letter I in the Latin Vulgate when he was translating the Tyndale New Testament. He changed the Latin Vulgate form I-E-S-U-S to the New English letter J to gain the new form J-E-S-U-S. Now remember, S-U-S has 666 involved, and it means in Hebrew it means horse. The I, which is a representative of the Y, and the E is sounded in the Greek of Jesus. And so they got it. I mean, Constantine, he really kept his desire to praise his god, which was Zeus. And so he took the mystery of the language. Remember the great name in the superscription that was written over the torture stake of the Messiah? Remember that? The Bible said that he wrote it in three languages: Hebrew, And you say, well, no, I couldn't speak Hebrew. Well, Pilate could. Let me solve this little great mystification of Hebrew. Well, I don't speak Hebrew. If I've had 1,000 men, I've had. I can't really give you the number of people that's told me over the years, I just can't speak Hebrew, and you wouldn't expect me to, Pastor, but neither does God. You know, they go from, hey, man, when they get in the frying pan, they will sizzle. And when they jump in the fire, they make themselves 2-4 more the child of hell than they were to begin with. Did you know that names are not translated? We're not talking about translation here, because names are not translated. They're transliterated sound for sound. Yahweh's name in Hebrew is the same as Yahweh's name in English and Yahweh's name in Greek and Yahweh's name in Latin. They don't change. You're the same in the United States. If you went to Russia, you'd still be William, Bill, or Frank, or Junior, or whatever your name is. And in this case, your last name especially, Jonathan, means Yakahama. Yah's son. Oh, hallelujah, I like that name. And Hebrew is the key to unlock the mystery. Hebrew is the very key. You need to go back there and check it out. And you can check it in the Strong's, because Strong's numbered every word in the Old Testament and the New. He numbered them and gave you the access to opening up the key to the mystery of 666, a God that would lie to you, and a people, the lion pen of the scribes, that would write to you a deception, a name that everybody believes that they've got life, and in reality they've got death. For many will say to me in that day, Lord, Jesus, haven't we done many wonderful works in your name? And he's going to say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. You've got the mark of 666 in there. The God of this world has blinded your eye that you cannot see the reality of truth. Truth is something that is more precious than refined gold. Buy the truth and sell it not. I plead with you. If I'm wrong, let's have a debate. The Hebrew Messiah, Savior of the world, he said, by your words you are justified, and by your words you are condemned. Matthew chapter 12, verse 36 and 37. By your words you are condemned, and by your words you are justified, and choose this day what name that you will be called by, because when you believe in a false name, it's written into your memory banks and your forehead, and you've got that illusionary name of just exactly what I told you a while ago. You've got Shamak, Va, Shamak, Jesus, the horse, the war horse of destruction. See, this war is a battle for your mind of the superior name to the inferior name. Most people favor the inferior name over the superior. They cast aside. They've hid his name. The pen of the lion scribes didn't want you to call on it. They have caused you to forget the proper name of Yahweh in Hebrew. It doesn't matter if it's in Hebrew, Greek, or Latin. It sounds the same. There is no difference from when you sound Yah. When you say Yah, you said it all. Psalm 68:4. When you say hallelujah, that means in Hebrew, praise ye Yahweh. Oh my. Ladies and gentlemen, in that day, don't you think that this name is going to reign supreme? And don't you know that there's a name that people say that they live by, but they're dead? And many are the ones that will go to destruction because they're on the Broadway with a name that seems right. And in their forehead, they worship, they give allegiance. They would die for the name of Jesus like I would. I mean, I was so zealful. I mean, I had zeal in my heart, but I didn't have any knowledge. My people, zeal of my house is eating me up. Would you come and stay? study? Would you search the scriptures? Would you approve yourself and come and let me tell you, introduce you to my great name? And when you say hallelujah, you said it all. Because great is Yahweh, and greatly to be praised. Lift up your hands unto Yahweh. For great and majestic and mighty is the name that created the whole universe and set it upon a mountain, and the lion pen of the scribes covered it up with the deception of the black, the red, and the white horse of deception of Revelations chapter 6, 7, 8, and 9. Ladies and gentlemen, when you get on this horse of destruction, when you get on the horse of deception, you're riding quickly and swiftly right into hell with a war horse of destruction that is going to deceive you, because it's obvious that S-U-S, Jesus, is Shamak, Va, Shamak. It is the most obvious illusion of the three letters which spell horse. And it involves a swift vehicle of destruction. And we want you to come out of her, my people. Touch not the unclean thing. And he said, I will receive you. Shemek, Va, Shemek. 66 and 6, and the number of his name. The number, here's to those who have wisdom. The number of his name is Shema. Va, Shema. 666. Jesus, the horse, the war horse of destruction. It's warning your mind. You're deceived. You're blank. You take what you get. You just read what, it's just something that you say, I know they wouldn't change the Holy Bible. I've had them to tell me, Pastor Brady, I know they wouldn't change. That's God's word. They wouldn't dare to do that, would they? Oh, really? If Satan gets in charge of the lion pen of the scribes, don't you think that they would seek to change his name? Don't you think they would try to corrupt his name and destroy it and hide it from the wise? Don't you know, ladies and gentlemen, if you would humble down and pray and fast and consider, and write Pastor Buddy for all the information I can send you that's concerning the war horse of destruction, that this name is the greatest deception in the history of the world, 666, Jesus' name. And I hate to say that. I hate to get on radio. It's almost embarrassing, because there's so many of you that I love that are in this name, and you worship this name, you adore this name. It's a name that you read in the Bible every day, and you adore it, and you identify with it, and yet you don't know the manufactured pen of the lying pen of the scribes who have conspired to bring about the greatest hoax and deception in the history of the world. Mr. Tyndale, he never heard about the name of Jesus. He just twisted the letter J to gain a new form. And now we've got a name and a pronunciation that was born with a J instead of a Y. Let me tell you something, Lincoln. Just remember, the name starts with a Y. It don't start with a J. It don't start with an I. Although it's supposed to have the same sound, and yet they twisted the sound. What is the symbol of war? Judgment, death, destruction. Throughout the prophetic scriptures, the book of Revelation chapter 6, where I told you to start, it gives you the answer. It's the horse. The horse is the beast, and the specific beast being referred to in Revelation 13, and the mark of the beast is the mark of the horse. Shemek Va, Shemek. 666. Can't you consider it? Wouldn't you want to check this out? I know I'm sounding like I'm loony. I know that you're mad. I know that you're upset. It upset me. got over my mad spell. I mean, don't hate me because I tell you the truth. I pray. I pray and ask the Holy Father, Yahweh, the King of the universe, the one that stood before Pilate and he said, "What's your name? Are you the God from heaven? Are you the King of glory?" And he said, "I am." Because it's the verb to be Eliasher Haya, Eliasher Haya. Not Shemek Ba, the Shemek. Not the horse. I am he that liveth and was dead. Behold, I'm alive forevermore. I have the keys of hell and death. I'm not the author of confusion, the lying pen, and the conspiracy of the translators who have changed my name. Pilate, who wrote his name in Hebrew, well, I wonder how you would say it. Have you ever went to Mel Gibson's movie when they have the great big old cross up there? And he didn't hang on no cross, ladies and gentlemen. I hate to burst your bubble of your imagination and your expanding of a lie. He didn't hang on that pagan symbol of a cross that the Catholic Church has manufactured for a reason, and I've got into that before, and I will again as we finish this series. The cross and the phallus that sits upon the steeples, which is made in an image of something that is very vulgar in the carnal mind. It's put there for a reason. It's the god of fertility, the bunny rabbit image, to multiply, to get more people to come into the false church, the whore of Revelation 17. Come out of her, my people. Touch not the unclean thing. What is it? It's the horse. It's the beast of 666. Come out of her. Run to the river in the name of Yahweh. It's a strong tower. Once it's sealed into your heart, there's a record. The angel with the inkhorn is saying, right there, he's finally found the truth. He's finally come out of her. He's not touching the unclean thing. He's not riding on the war horse of destruction anymore. He don't trust in chariots. He don't trust in horses. The Catholic Church is the greatest chariot of religious body that's racing through the world. She manufactured the name of Jesus by adding Shemek Ba Shemek 666. It brought the value of the obvious illusion of the three letters which spell horse. And it's very swift to run into war. It's carried you into the mental aspects of destruction. Now you're so mentally warped with the speed of deception of the devil, who would deceive the very elect if it's possible. And it's you've got so entombed, if you will, with the lying pen of the scribes. You've bought into the conspiracy. And the Bible said the whole world, whose names are not written in the Lamb's book, it says that they will be deceived and they will worship the beast that this great beast, which is the horse, Shemek Ra, Shemek 666. Come out of her, my people. Jesus. Jesus. A long way from Yah. Hallelujah. 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 When you say Yah, you've said it all. There's nothing else to be added and nothing to taken away. But if you're not buried in that name for the remission of sins, you're going to die. And in vain you're going to worship him, and you're going to hear him say, "Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you." Oh, my. Ladies and gentlemen, did you know that Yahshua, or the one we call Joshua in English, and that it is actually put in there in its proper context, and yet they spell it in the English when they should have put Yahshua, which means Yahweh is my salvation. That's not a name. That's ascribing his greatness. The little general named Yahshua. But this man that came had a name above Yahshua. You say, oh, Pastor Buddy, Yahshua and Yahweh means the same thing. No, they don't. The definition of Yahshua is Yahweh is the king, or Yahweh is salvation. It's what he is. Now, only one name has that salvation, and if you are deceived again by the lying pen of the scribes when they try to bring in two gods for you or two names and you're divided in your opinion, you're just as deceived as you was if you stayed in Jesus' name. You just jumped out of the frying pan and hit the fire. Oh, my. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a fine-tuned way. It is the Hebrew language is the pure tongue that Yahweh spoke. It's the language of the Creator. And in Acts 26:14, you check and see if it's not. 26:14, the book of Acts. See if the man that Paul, it's in the translator, who are you, Lord? And the Lord said, I'm Jesus. Really? You think that the Lord, who was Yahweh, because they said he spoke in a Hebrew tongue, there's no Jesus in the Hebrew. Couldn't say Jesus. And certainly he didn't say, I'm the horse. He didn't say that. Ladies and gentlemen, you better take a good, keen, inside look. You better push your plate back. And you better get out of Sunday school and get in the adult teaching class of Pastor Buddy and buckle down and put your safety belt on, because we don't pull no punches and we're not out to deceive you. We're not out to tickle your ears. We're out to give you the message of revelation and truth. And today, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart and come out of her, my people, out of this false name that the God of the world, the great adversary of Yahweh, oh, yeah. He's caused the mistranslations and pagan additions, both in the Old and the New Covenant writings, in order to deceive the religious beings, which everybody wants to be religious. Nobody wants to die and go to hell. And, you know, at one time or another, they're gonna go down to an altar, and usually it's an altar of Baal, and they're gonna have that name of 666 impounded into their memory banks, in their forehead, and by their support and their tithes and offering, they're going to keep on letting this name grow. And the mark. And they'll never know that they've received it. Yahweh's name has been removed from the modern translation 6,823 times. Let me repeat this. The name Yahweh. I can prove this in Hebrew. If you just get your Hebrew Bible, you say, I just don't understand Hebrew. Well, let me show you something. You can get a Hebrew Bible with an English interpretation. It's not hard. I was appalled when I got one. I couldn't believe my eyes. I said, why did they put Lord in there? Why did they put God in there? Why didn't they just put Yahweh in there? If that's his name, oh, the lying pen of the scribes, the deceptors, causing millions and millions and even perhaps billions to accept the name of the horse, Jesus. And by that, they trust in horses. The horses of deception and destruction. Hell is filled with people with good intentions that have took the mark of the beast and didn't even know it. It's the removing of the original true heaven sent royal Hebrew name of Strong's number 3091 and replacing it with a word that symbolizes war, death, judgment, and destruction. Ladies and gentlemen, it ought not to be so. The horse. It's a Hebrew word which is pronounced Jesus. I'm going to prove it to you. Go to Psalms 33:17. It actually admits and proclaims that Jesus is a vain and 73:17 Psalms. Read it. And if you put the proper word in there for horse, it's Jesus. Jesus 666. It's telling you, ladies and gentlemen, the code. Break the code. This is a code that you won't read out of the books that they talk about the codes, the secret codes in the Bible. I'm revealing the code of the mystery of the revelation of the true name, uncovering the false name, and revealing to you actually what it means. It means horse, destruction, and war. It's a beast name. And its number is 666. It's pronounced Jesus. Jesus. Strong's number 2424. If you don't believe it, you just go over there and read it. I know now, ladies and gentlemen, that you ain't feeling very good about my message. And if I was you, I wouldn't either. But I'm here for you. I can give you many, many references that I can't get over in an hour to you on the radio. But ladies and gentlemen, tonight I've got a special treat for you. I'm going to be on for 2 hours tonight. Praise Yahweh. So you got a special treat. And that's why I waited patiently to give you the 2 hour extravaganza that I've got here tonight on worldwide WWRB 3.185, clear channel around the world. I'll be breaking here at the bottom of the hour to give you station identification and tell you I'm fixing to come back here and part two of our message tonight, and you're going to know that you've passed from death to life if you can endure another hour. Stay tuned. Don't run away. For heaven's sake, lock in here and keep the dial set at 3.185, or listening to me on download worldwide internet, which is a courtesy facility of WWRB, which makes it possible. And all of these things are strange to your ears because I know you're Jesus' name worshipers. And I hope that you don't get mad at me for telling you that you're worshiping in a false name. If you tell me that Yahweh's name is false, and many people do, I'm not going to get mad at you. I'm just going to contend with you to see that you be strong in the faith. And I want you to give me evidence. I'll produce the evidence here, and the interpretation of this thing, the God of this world, the great adversary against Yahweh. Satan is the opposer, and he is the imitator. He wants to be king. He wants to raise himself up above the name of Yahweh. He wants to sit on the congregation of the north, and the Hebrew is the key. There was no J's in the English language, and there was none in the Greek, and there's none in the Hebrew, and now that they've added a J or manufactured one to give you the J sound, and it's the only English word in the Bible that starts with G sound rather than a J sound. Now, Josh, starts with J. You see, the transliteration isn't really that muddled. But when it comes to Jesus, it's Jesus. They wanted to do that because they manufactured a combination of as a conspiracy to cause my people to forget my name for Baal. Ladies and gentlemen, aren't you worried? Aren't you concerned? And isn't it wonderful that the J sound is a latecomer in the realm of language? J only came into wide usage during the 12th century, that'd be in the year 1300. And the Bible is full of J's, and it's put there by the name was never Jesus. First, there is no J sound in the Hebrew. In fact, the J sound, like I said, is just a latecomer. During the 12th century, it was put in there, and the first corruption of Yahweh's name was the Greek equivalent of Jesus. This name is pronounced Jesus. And many have associated this Greek name with a god Zeus. Do you understand? Do you know why Constantine, who was anti-Yahweh? Did you know that the Catholic Church is anti-Yahweh? Did you know that the Jewish Church is anti-Yahweh? Did you know that the Christian Church is anti-Yahweh? They shall hate you for my name's sake. Matthew 10:22. Did you know that they have forgotten my name for Baal? In Jeremiah 23:26-27. They have forgotten my name for Baal. The Hebrew word ha, in each verse, the Hebrew word hazik, or Jesus, does not mean salvation, but it means the horse. Everybody, when you get into the transliteration of Jesus, or they say that means salvation, that's the same as Joshua, because it starts with a Y. See, they will acknowledge it, but that's when you really bring a, put the twist on their tail, so to speak. You know, we used to pull an old groundhog that would bury himself in a hole. We'd take a stick and we'd twist it in his hair, and we'd drag him out. And he reluctantly came out, holding on for all his might to the side of the hole. But when you get a good twist in his hair, you're going to drag him out of there. And I pray that Yahweh will bless you and drag out the truth. It's up to you to twist this stick in the hair of deception and pull it out and unfold it and take a good look at it and say, Pastor Buddy, I never knew that. Pastor Buddy, I'm amazed. I'm amazed that this revelation is coming forth in the last days. Well, the Bible says in the last days he will make his name known throughout the earth. It ain't been preached for 1,000 years. Simply because the whore church. You know, I hate to vilify and talk about and bring it out in the open. I hate to be so plain. But ladies and gentlemen, it's going to take plain truth to wake you up and to turn you around and to get you to see that the truth of the revelation of the name of Yahweh, which is a strong tower, and the Bible says the righteous run into it, and they are safe. I'll be back just after a break here with part two of The Shepherd's Calling, Pastor Buddy. Yahweh loves you, and I love you, and I hope and pray and trust that this name, which is above every name, will bless you. Stay tuned for part two of The Shepherd's Calling, Pastor Buddy. I'll be right back.